This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. We're kicking off hour number one, and as always, you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. That is 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We got everything from emails to issues to discuss tonight, and of course, whatever is on your mind. We're going to start things out, though, with LouRockwell.com from the man himself behind the website, Llewellyn Rockwell. An article entitled, The Political Hoax Exposed. It's political season again, and what a show it is. Politicians specialize in this. They affect a know-it-all posture and carry a bag of solutions to every problem, natural, human, and divine.
They sure seem to.
They work to perfect the ability to fob over their solutions and sound reasoning, even when they are snake oil or sheer poison. Still, one can only marvel at how successful they are at bamboozling the population. And this is something, and we marvel over this frequently on Free Talk Live. I've always wondered how it is that Americans can continue to be snookered by Republicans and Democrats and realize it, figure it out. Look, these guys are corrupt. Corruption scandals erupting everywhere. Failures of government left and right. You'd think that at some point Americans would get the clue that something's really screwy with government, with both the Republicans and the Democrats. But no, every election season, a new crop comes along. The incumbents, they still win. What is it, a 98, 97% incumbent?
Some ridiculously high number.
Incumbent reelection rate. I mean, they just keep bringing them back for more. It's like they're addicted to punishment, almost as though it's kind of sadomasochistic, this voting phenomenon that we have in America. Let's keep voting for the same people that keep screwing us over.
I think we know that we could vote in the right people if we had the right people from which to choose.
To vote for.
But we don't, and so voting's a good thing, so we're stuck with that.
So because the positions of power attract the worst type of people, we're stuck with the lesser of two evils sort of mentality in this country.
So it would seem.
And because the people in the positions of power are doing everything they can to keep third parties out, like the Libertarian Party, like third parties that are interested in doing something a little bit differently, keep those guys even out of the debates, out of the contest entirely if they possibly can.
As far as they possibly can from the political fray.
And just essentially keeping it a good old boys club. Well, if you have any ideas to why Americans continue to make the same mistakes over and over again, and by that I mean reelecting the same Republicans and Democrats, 1-800-259-9231. Rockwell says, every once in a while, however, their cover, the politicians, is exposed and the truth comes out. The truth is that most of them are economic ignoramuses, proposing bad law that not only fails to achieve its aims, but actually ends up spreading human suffering. Case in point is the minimum wage. Once you strip away the rhetoric, a minimum wage law simply outlaws work below some state-mandated wage floor. Furthermore, a business that hires a person who's less productive than the minimum can be fined and shut down, and a worker who dares price his services too low will be forced to stop. That's the long and short of it. Now ask yourself, how can poor working people be made better off by laws that restrict their options? It's an absurdity. Poor people and young workers and the old and the disabled have few economic tools at their disposal. One of them is the freedom to lower the price of their labor. The minimum wage makes that impossible. If he wants to compete with more experienced or capable workers by lowering his price, look, I can do that same job as he can. I may be a little less experienced, but I'll do it for half the price. Sure thing, you're hired. Well, you can't do that if there's a minimum wage in place. You can't do that if I'm offering a lower rate than a minimum wage.
The minimum wage just keeps people who want to, you know, who for whatever reason aren't as valuable as others from working. I mean, I don't know if it's a paraplegic or an amputee or, you know,
someone without experience.
For whatever reason, they're hiring illegal aliens generally below the minimum wage. At least that's what I believe when it comes to picking fruit and that sort of thing. And it's outlawed. It's done, but it's outlawed.
So if the individual who's looking for a job wants to compete with more experienced or capable workers by lowering his price, he'll be clubbed over the head. How's that good for the poor? It only ends up cutting off opportunities. It will increase unemployment on the margin and lead to grave frustration for a group of people who need work experience and independence. What can we say about such inane legislation? Well, it's very stupid, and it's very evil. Let me just cite an example. The governor's race in Alabama is starting to heat up. The Democrat, Lucy Baxley, wants to raise the state's current minimum wage of $5.15 an hour, that's the federal minimum, to $6.15 per hour. She says that it's, quote, morally unacceptable that anyone working 40 hours a week in Alabama still earns $5,000 less than the federal poverty line. But her solution is to throw them out of work entirely.
Right.
She regrets people's poverty.
And the federal poverty line is such, it doesn't make any sense. You know, back when they set this federal poverty line, it was in the mid-60s, and the people that were beneath it spent 30% of their money on in-home food dollars. They're not doing that now. Poor people have two televisions, a car, a cell phone,
and plenty of food,
internet access, and they're eating fine, and their housing's taken care of. I'm sorry, whatever we use as the poverty line is just inaccurate.
So, she says it's morally unacceptable. She regrets people's poverty. When don't we all? Would that everyone in the world be a millionaire many times over? But legislation can't achieve that. And if it could, she could rightly be denounced for being stingy. If that's the case, I mean, if we can make people rich by legislating it, then why $6.15 an hour? Why not $1,000 an hour?
Right. Let's make everybody wealthy.
If that's all there is to it, is to write a law and pass it to make people fabulously wealthy, why not go all out? As to the fears that her, and if you can answer that question, 800-259-9231, because some people, I think supporters of the minimum wage haven't really ever thought about it.
Yeah, they haven't put a lot of thought into it.
I don't think they've even put a little bit of thought into it, because it doesn't take long to realize the economic consequences of what it is that you're advocating. As to the fears that her proposal...
And, you know, the big proponents behind the federal minimum wage being raised are the unions, because the unions' wages are tied to the minimum wage. Even though they get paid well above it, it's usually five times
right.
what it is, it's tied to it.
He actually addresses the unions here in a moment.
Go ahead.
As to the fears that her proposal would lead to unemployment, she says no, since only 16,000 hourly workers actually get the minimum. No doubt that these workers are the least experienced, least skilled, and poorest people in the state. Why should they be punished by being thrown out of work? Are they chopped liver? Well, they will be when she gets through with them. Might they just have their wages increased after such legislation? Well, some might. But then the other costs of doing business have to go, like benefits to other employees, site improvements, new inventory, planned upgrades to real estate and technology. Some of these costs can rise to the point that the business actually folds. And how's that good for anybody? Then everybody's out of a job.
Right. And, you know, that's really it. They mandate the minimum wage, but what about employee health benefits? What about the employee dental program? What about all the things that employer might add as benefits to the employees that they aren't legislated to have to have?
Mm-hmm.
And the minimum wage just, it's going to suck that away.
You raise the minimum wage, they're going to start cutting costs in other places. Either that or they'll just start cutting people. People are costs. So it's one way or the other.
Right. I mean, if it's a mom-and-pop kind of establishment, mom and pop realize that they don't have the same federal wage restrictions that their employees do. If they have to let someone go, they'll just work harder.
Rockwell says, let's first add a caveat. The minimum wage is in fact good for some people, namely unionized workers who earn far above the minimum and hold good jobs. They don't want competition from lower wage workers.
They certainly don't.
They resent the presence of young whippersnappers who dare work hard for less money. And they would rather see them on the streets or in homeless shelters. Thus, they do favor the minimum wage. Do you see? The main lobby behind increases knows the score. It's their intention to throw workers out of a job. Consider, unionized workers do not work for the minimum wage, so why should they otherwise care if it's raised? What they desire is a cartelized workplace in which only the privileged can participate. Though he doesn't mention that they have their wages tied to the minimum, and I think that's interesting. So, if their wage is four times the minimum wage, an increase in the minimum wage is a nice little, if it's a dollar increase, that's a nice $4 an hour increase for those guys. 1-800-259-9231. If you think the minimum wage is a good idea, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231, because you're just wrong. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, and you take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live. Saturday edition, we're here live.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to. and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP for your podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streaming is there. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both for you, totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to FreeStateProject.org. Again, that's FreeStateProject.org. By the way, for all of our Saturday-only listeners, those of you in radio land, we have moved. Last Saturday, we were in Florida. Now, we are in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So we're not just sponsored by the Free State Project. We are members of the Free State Project, and we're not just talking about it. We're doing it.
As a matter of fact, we were members long before they sponsored the show.
That much is true. So talking about Lou Rockwell, and he's revealing some political hoaxes to us. And one of them is the minimum wage. It's just out and out a hoax. It's false. When they claim that people can be have their lives made better by legislation, by legislating a higher wage, it's just bad economics. It's just not the case. When you legislate a higher minimum wage, it just means that businesses have to adjust, meaning that they'll adjust by doing a few different things. They'll adjust by cutting back on staff. So if you have to pay more to the staff and you only have a certain amount that you can pay out to your staff, well, cut a couple positions, and then you'll be back to where you started from. Of course, that means the existing staff has to do more work for the same or a little bit more amount of money. But that's not a factor to the politicians. Or the business owner can cut costs in the way of, say, the product that they might be creating. Maybe use cheaper balsa wood instead of very nice oak or whatever it is that they're putting together. So cutting costs, thereby making their product less desirable to the consumer, thereby making it more possible, say, for overseas ventures to compete with them and possibly put them out of business.
I think that the people that support the minimum wage probably imagine in their minds that all those profits that the business owner or the public corporation is raking in, they can cut into those big, huge profits by raising the minimum wages. And I just don't think that that's necessarily the way it's going to go.
Nope.
Public companies have huge pressure to make profits, and they don't have huge pressures to keep a certain amount of employees on. They can lay off whoever they want.
So they can lay people off, they can cut the costs on their product or service, or they can raise prices as well. They can keep all their quality the same, or they can just raise their prices, which makes them less competitive in the marketplace and could possibly put them out of business.
All the minimum wage is price fixing, and we know that doesn't work. Governments can't price fix.
We know it, but these guys don't know it. The Republicans and Democrats, these people proposing the increases, and I'm telling you, Republicans are proposing these things too. These people don't seem to understand. Either that or they do understand, and they know that it is going to get them votes. They know that if they come out and pound the pulpit about raising the minimum wage, it's going to result in votes. I think that's what it's all about.
I think that the minimum wage is also sort of Mickey Mouse in the respect that essentially when they raise the minimum wage across the board, it causes inflation. The cost of goods go up because the cost of the labor to produce the goods went up, and therefore the value of the dollar just decreases.
Right. So
all the goods go up, and the amount of money that you're getting paid.
So your standard
goes
of living
up.
Hasn't gone anywhere.
Right. You buy the same amount of stuff with the same amount of money, or with more money.
So he's pointing out, Llewellyn Rockwell from LouRockwell.com, pointing out that the unions are one of the big advocates for increasing the minimum wages. As you mentioned, Mark, unions have, a lot of unions, I guess, have their wages tied to the minimum wage. So if the minimum wage goes up, then they get a multiple of the minimum wage added to their wage as
mm-hmm.
well. Plus, as Lou Rockwell puts it, they just don't want competition from the young folks. They'd like to see them out of jobs entirely, because who wants some young whippersnapper coming in and taking your job for half the rate? They don't want that either.
No, so who would want that?
He says, a politician who backs their desire, they meaning the unions, is nothing but a dupe of these groups, wittingly or not. All right, let's say you see right through the bogus proposal of this would-be central planner from the Democratic Party. What about the Republican? Because he was talking earlier about the Democratic candidate for Alabama's governor. Now he's going to address the Republican. Bob Riley says that it would be a mistake for Alabama to go it alone and raise the minimum wage because workers and businesses would simply flee to neighboring states without such strict rules. He is right about that, but get this. He also says that the U.S. Congress is likely to raise the federal minimum by as much as $2. That increase would apply to Alabama and all neighboring states. If that happens, his one line of criticism of his opponent would be addressed, and his objections to raising the minimum would be gone. So the so-called Republican kind of economic, Republicans know more about the economy than Democrats. This guy clearly doesn't either. His only objection to raising the state minimum wage is that it's going to lose business for the state because the other states will get it. So he supports a federal minimum wage raise. They're all on the same team, man.
They are. This is sort of the way I believe the Republicans wrested control from the Democrats anyway, is by adopting so many other platforms that they managed to checkmate them.
As to whether he actually favors the legislation is unclear. He's cheeky about it. but he dares not make a principled case against the minimum wage law. We're talking here about a guy who dares run on a tax cut platform after having spent the first half of his last term doing nothing but pushing for the biggest tax increase in Alabama's history and watching it go down in flames at the polls. As a congressman, he voted to increase the federal minimum wage. So, here too, we see the mask ripped off. These birds cannot bring prosperity to the state. They cannot help workers with their dangerous legislation. They're nothing but the enemy of every working Alabamian. The only great regret to feel is that we've been ruled by, that we have to be ruled by either of them. Such is the plight of democracy in which all options are bad or worse, and it's hard to know which is which. If Alabama really wants to convert itself into a haven for prosperity and worker well-being, it would, as a start, repeal any and all wage legislation and nullify all federal legislation when it is proposed. To support the minimum wage is to wear your economic ignorance on your sleeve. Why should anyone who does be trusted with any power at all? 800-259-9231. After all that, if you can still support the minimum wage, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we're going to the phones. And you can take control, like Paula in Florida. Ladies first, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Paula.
Hey, hon, you were right on the money. You were right about everything.
What about?
About the minimum wage thing. I mean, people need to listen to you. You were right on the money.
Well, thanks, Paula. We knew that already. But what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just really glad to hear you say this. I mean, for people, they need to hear this because you were exactly right.
They don't teach this stuff in high school, you know? They just don't.
Yeah. Well, our kids aren't being taught like they should be anyway.
No, and that's another problem of Americans who are ignorant. They believe that the government should be handling education when, in fact, that's the last place we need to be sending children to be educated.
That's right. Exactly.
So what's on your mind, Paul?
Okay, there's something coming down that you need to know. Have you been seeing this fighting going on up there in Washington the last few days?
Over
fighting in Washington?
Over what?
Okay, it came on C-SPAN, and it's big. Saddam Hussein, there was a letter written that we never received, and American Free Press got it, and I got a copy of it, and I sent it to Washington, and...
What is it?
Okay, we were told the whole truth about everything. He told about how they threatened him. They were going to shoot him like Mussolini if he didn't say this, and if he wouldn't say this. So anyway, he talked about that they knew from the very beginning he never had any weapons. Okay.
Not a surprise.
Everything.
I mean, the reports are coming out. It's clear that he had no connection to Al-Qaeda. In fact, he did not like Al-Qaeda.
That's right.
They were enemies. Paula, thanks for the update. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. More on the way. Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is a live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the bulletin board system. We've got lots of stuff there for you. There's over 125,000 posts awaiting you, over 1,200 people interacting, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. So, to the phones we go. Continuing, let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
I am calling you from the Freedom to Backpack event in Keene, New Hampshire.
Ah, what is this all about, Dave?
And we're just getting started, but basically it's a deal where everybody's wearing backpacks to kind of protest the fact that teen police sometimes will search people's backpacks. And we didn't take long for events to start happening. We've had, we were walking past the cops that were pulling somebody over, and we couldn't figure out if he had done anything harmful to anybody, so we asked them some questions, and they had us back up, and held us at bay for a little while, but then came over and, you know, talked to us pretty nicely, and one of them pulled out a constitution that he had in his pocket, so I kind of appreciated that.
The police officer had a constitution.
That is correct.
Wow. That's a little unusual. Now, Keene
is... That's the good part, but...
There's a bad part? Hang on a second. Let me just set the stage a little bit. Keene, New Hampshire, that's where we're doing the show from, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a college town, so that's why there's kids with backpacks around in the downtown area. And apparently there's been just an ongoing problem of people being harassed by the police simply because they have a backpack on, because the police know that there's a chance there might be some alcohol or some drugs or something like that in there, so they're just shaking kids down. And essentially this event is for people to come out with backpacks on. And as I understand it, Dave, some people actually have alcohol in their bags who shouldn't have it. Some people don't. And how is that working out exactly?
I'm a little confused as to exactly which backpack has what in it, and I'm not interested in explaining exactly.
I see. So what has gone...
So it's like, for the cops, it's like, what's behind door number one? It's a regular Ron T. Hall's, let's make a deal. Because behind one of these backpacks is a bottle of vodka.
They're ignoring us on that. You know, they're not giving us any grief. They gave us, like I said, they kind of pushed us back a little bit, and we were asking them questions about the guy they were arresting.
Okay.
And the other bad thing was that they gave some grief to one of... we have a videographer with us who's kind of new at it, and he works for the cable access station here. He's a free stater, and they gave him some grief for videotaping the arrest.
Oh.
And the reason they gave him grief for it was because the suspect objected to it, not because they objected to it so much.
I see.
But again, that's one bad thing in New Hampshire.
That seems like news, though.
We have a wiretap law that has a little bit of a chilling effect on videography.
Wait, that wiretap law actually extends just anywhere into the streets? You can't operate a video camera around anywhere? That's just ludicrous.
I actually don't know the details on this. I was asking the officer a little bit about that, but he had me back up, and that was not good. We did get to talk to him later.
If somebody's in a public street, you'd think that you'd be free to film them.
I think you probably are if you've got a shirt on that says you're being audio videotaped. And you know what? The mainstream media here doesn't wear shirts like that, and they're videotaping, audio taping just about anything, I would think. So
sure.
I think that you can probably push it much further than this gentleman did this time. But this is his first time interacting with cops with a video camera. So.
Understood. Yeah, and it's a learning curve for sure. Now, as I understand it, again, somebody there has got some alcohol in their backpack, and you've got a mixture of people who are of age to drink alcohol and who are underage. As well, and I guess what they've been instructed to do is to refuse searches, because the people that are being searched by the police are allowing the police to search them. The police are asking to search or making it sound like it's an order when it's not really an order, in which case people are intimidated by the cops. This goes on all over the place. This is not just a Keene, New Hampshire thing. And the cops, when they ask you to search, the reason they're asking is because they don't have probable cause to search you. They're just on a fishing expedition to see if they can catch somebody who doesn't know their rights, and most people don't know their rights. So what you guys are going to be doing tonight is actually refusing the searches. Isn't that correct?
Well, some will, some won't. Everyone will do what they feel comfortable. They'll go as far as they feel comfortable going. If they ask me, I'll make it as difficult as I can on them without getting arrested, probably. I would tend to, I don't have an ID with me, and I don't, intend on talking much. But I don't think they're going to do it. They're basically just ignoring us, which is what we want them to do.
And they were aware that you guys were going to go down there, because I know that the guy in charge, Russell Canning, actually sent them an email, sent them official notice of this event going to be occurring. So let us know if anything happens, Dave, and we appreciate the update as always. Anything else on your mind?
Not too much. You can hear a little bit of John Connell's song he's playing in the background if you want.
Good luck, man.
Free stater musician.
Have fun and have a great night and be safe. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. So, Mark, in the past, I have sort of wondered aloud as to why it is that anyone would ever leave the libertarian movement. I mean, how it is that anybody could find the principle of just the idea that it's wrong to use force, to initiate force or advocate force on others to achieve political or social goals. I mean, once you come across that principle, it's so beautiful, it's so easy to understand, so simple, so easy to apply to every single issue that comes along. How could one fall away from the libertarian movement?
Well, there's a really long essay by Robert Ringer on robertringer.com that explains his falling away. The past 25 years have been an intellectual tug of war for me. Morally, my soul is still attached to the notion that the keystone of libertarianism, liberty, must be given a higher priority than all other objectives. The problem, however, is that this noblest of all objectives often collides with the dominant aspect of secular life, reality. Reality is synonymous with truth. Truth is unyielding. One can choose to ignore it, scorn it, or even curse it, but all to no avail. In the end, truth impassively stands its ground in the face of the most overpowering emotional, verbal, and intellectual onslaughts. Further,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just,
that's very flowery.
Yeah, it's nice. Further, truth can be especially brutal to those who insist on worshiping at the altar of theory. This is because the truth has a way of frustrating theory, and much like a mongoose circling a snake, ultimately wearing it down and devouring it. More to the point, truth, or reality, seems to take special delight in thumbing its nose at theory and leaving purist libertarians frustrated in the process. So much so that the past 2.5 decades have brought about a personal and accelerating evolution that has brought me ever more rapidly to what I consider to be a more mature view of life. I believe this view has made it possible for me to see the world as it actually is, rather than the way I'd like it to be. Instead of seeing life as black and white, or unyielding, anarchistic libertarian, I now view life through the eyes of a hybrid ideologue. Theoretical libertarian, practical conservative. I am painfully aware that my admission will be considered nothing less than heresy in many quarters because so many people are emotionally and intensely tied to their ideological beliefs. Indeed, the late Edith Efron once wrote about the...
I want to get down to brass tacks.
Okay,
man.
Here we go.
Well, give me some real reasons as to why this guy fell away. I don't want to hear all of his crap.
Okay. He rambles on about how communism, real communism versus theoretical communism goes on for paragraph after paragraph. Regarding that. But then he points out that the biggest enemy to us is the enemy within. Unfortunately, aggression from brainwashed fanatics from other countries is not the most ominous threat to Western civilization. Far more threatening is the enemy within, or more properly, the enemies within. What I'm referring to here are the sworn enemies of the very heart and soul of Western civilization.
Who's that?
Well, it goes on listing here. A court system whose aim is not to arrive at the truth, but to go to unreasonable extremes to protect the rights of the accused. Our court system is just going to extremes protecting people's rights, apparently. I read stories every day that it seems like they're doing the opposite. But that's just my take on it. Mainstream Americans who are now willing to refer to rap, a savage wailing that extols, among other things, drugs, crime, and sexual exploitation of women, as a form of music, thereby anointed with an air of legitimacy.
So he's angry about rap music?
Talking about, apparently, drugs, crime, and sexual exploitation.
1-800-259-9231. I hope this gets a little more substantive. I mean, just because he doesn't like rap music, is he now for censorship? 800-259-9231. Don't let your emotions get in the way of your principles. More is on the way. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control live, Saturday edition. Toll-free numbers, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com if you like the fact that we give you everything for free on our site. Unlike those other talk shows, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for all their features on their website. We give it all away. And now what do we ask in return? A simple vote. You go to vote.freetalklive.com, and you cast your vote. It takes you less than a minute. The point of it is to help keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world, because we're a radio show first and foremost. Then we release the show as a podcast later on in the evening. And right now we're currently ranked at number 3, thanks to those of you who have gone and voted, and we invite you to do it as well. It's a once-a-month thing, very simple, vote.freetalklive.com. All right, I'm going to get back to this rambling old fuddy-duddy here in a moment, but we're going to go to the phones first. Let's talk to Francisco in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's on
Francisco.
Your mind?
Well, I was just talking to a bureaucrat, or she works in an unemployment office for Washington State.
Okay.
Okay.
And
but you're in New Jersey.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
And he's not unemployed either.
She was talking about minimum wage, and she said, you know, how it's a good idea. And I explained that it would, you know, drive mom-and-pop businesses out of business because they might not be able to afford to pay all their employees to work for them anymore, or they would have to fire some people. Then we got into the argument of, like, how people have the right to have a job. And she said they have a right to the jobs. So I don't seem to be good at arguing with anyone here. So can you think you guys can help me out?
Well,
with
first of all, I would say that you need to change your paradigm. What you've got to do is persuade and not argue. Because when you argue with somebody, it's like a battle. It's like a war. You dig in your position and you dig a little trench and you sit in it and you lob over you throw points over at them, and then they dig their trench and they sit there and they throw points over at you. And as you're busy talking and making your points about why the minimum wage is a bad idea, she's busy reloading her ammunition and thinking about the thing that she's going to say next as to why the minimum wage is a good idea. And essentially what you have is just a big loud argument, and nobody ever wins these things. If you've got an argument going on, the only person who could ever be persuaded is someone outside of the argument, a third party, somebody who might be watching the argument take place. You're never
Ken's talk radio.
You're never going to win an argument with somebody, and they'll never win the argument with you either. So I recommend first thing that you do, Francisco. You're a fairly young dude, right?
15.
Okay. What I would recommend is that you get in touch with the Advocates for Self-Government. Their website is theadvocates.org, and you're going to find there's the Advocates is an organization dedicated to helping liberty-minded people be better communicators of the ideas that we are espousing. That's what they do at the Advocates, and they've got some great books and audio CDs on how to actually help you do this. But essentially, the idea is it's kind of like verbal judo. You know, you want to find areas where you agree with them on and move them in your direction on those areas instead of just battling it out head to head on an issue that you know you disagree on. It can be fun to have an argument. It can be fun to make points. And you can feel like, ha ha, I'm right. And I'm making these points because I'm correct. I'm on the pro-liberty side and I am right. But that doesn't matter to them because they think that they're right. And I hope I'm making sense.
Yeah. No, that's it's a great point. To the point that you were asking about, I'd have to say that if a person has a right to a job, what if the company goes out of business? Do they have the right to continue working at the job and getting paid? I mean, the company's out of business.
I asked that. Do they have the right to force the employer to pay them? That's what I asked.
And what was the response?
She just said, your ignorance bugs me or something like that. And that
well,
was kind of
again,
the end of the argument.
You know, at that point, you have to resort to an ad hominem attack once you run out of points to make,
if
and that's
ask,
what she did.
And it's okay to ask questions. Asking questions is far more persuasive than just making points on somebody. But if you ask a question like that, that's a fair question when it comes to the issue of the minimum wage. If you ask a fair question like that and you get a response, as you pointed out, ad hominem, that means, by the way, for those that don't know the Latin, that means an attack against the man. It's just a personal attack. If that's what you get back, you're done. Say, okay, thanks for your time. Maybe we'll talk about this some other time. It's clear you're getting really emotional or whatever, and I'm out of here. I got a cake to bake in the oven or something. Because why bother continuing? If that's the way you're going to get, if that's the response you're going to get out of this person, it's just going to get worse from there.
Right.
So, and this is another important point about persuasion, is that essentially what we're doing here, Francisco, is the liberty movement is selling liberty. It's a sad thing that in America, the so-called free country, that we have to sell the idea of liberty and freedom to people, but that's a fact. It's what we have to do. And in any game of sales, in the world of sales, it's a numbers game. It's a matter of cranking through the numbers, moving through the prospects until you find ones that are more qualified than others and persuading them to your side, rather than working on the hardest cases just because it seems like you really want to win this person over. For all the time that you could spend, I mean, that person you've been arguing with, you could probably can come back to them day after day and bring up new issues and get into battles with them.
Right.
But all of that time is time that you could have been spending talking to people that you might never have talked about these things with before, and maybe finding areas of common agreement with other people who are a little more amicable towards them.
Right. If she works at the unemployment office in Washington State, she's a tried and true socialist.
Right.
She's inside
she said
of
that,
the.
She was a small government person, but while working in the unemployment office,
yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
it's hard.
What
it's
evidence
hard
did you see? What you should have the question you should have asked at that point is, really, where would you like to see the government shrinked?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Where small government. Really? How much? Where would you like to see it diminish?
Right.
There you go, Francisco. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's all right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, as always. Again, at theadvocates.org. I love those guys. Great website. Great stuff to help you communicate these ideas to people that, really, they haven't heard them before. Sure, they might have heard smaller government, but they don't really know what that means. And they don't know how to apply it to the issues of the day. I mean, it's just a fact. People are totally in the dark on this.
And a lot of people claim to want smaller government, but in fact want to see it grown.
They want to see it grown in their favorite areas. 800-259-9231. And, of course, we love to ask the question on Free Talk Live, well, what's your favorite government program? If you've got an answer to that question, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jorge in Sarasota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Jorge in Florida?
Hello?
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 Hello? Is this Jorge?
Doesn't sound like it.
Who is this?
My name is Rocky, and I'm from Indianapolis.
Well, hey, Rocky, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Okay, two things. First of all, I was just listening to the prior caller. I'll just throw out an idea that somebody needs to think about with regards to minimum wage. These are things I've been thinking about lately.
Yes, sir.
Back in the Civil War amendments, the 13th outlawed slavery.
Right.
Well, you stop and think about that. Well, what did a slave do? Well, he did work for his master, and what did he get in exchange for it? He got room and board and whatever medical care the master could afford.
That's right.
Okay, and nothing else. Well, slave labor wages would be just enough to make room and board and a little medical care a little bit.
Right.
You put all that together, a minimum wage, in order to be constitutional. And I'm speaking with a broad brush because I realize what I'm about to say can be applied different by different minds. A minimum wage should be such that a reasonably prudent individual, and like I said, that's the broad brush, a reasonably prudent individual would be paid enough for his work to cover minimal living expenses and just a little bit more so that he's not actually being a working slave in an allegedly free society.
Well, Rocky,
anything less than that actually would be a violation of the 13th Amendment. Now,
where it falls apart, though, where your argument falls apart is that slavery means that you have to do it or face punishment from the employer. Whereas, you know, if I work at a minimum wage, if I go to work at, Happy Burger tomorrow and I get a job at minimum wage, the next day I can quit. But if I were a slave, they would be able to strap me out to the big clown out front and whip me and lash me until I said that I would come back the next day. So
well,
it's not slavery.
You know the retort to that would be like a man could say a man's hungry belly tells him what time it is to eat.
I understand what you're saying, but a slave couldn't go from master to master and decide which master he wanted to work for.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, even if the Happy Burger and Burger Regent and, Salami's, all these different places pay the same wages, I'm not a slave because I can choose between them.
Plus, it's just wrong to tell business owners and employees what they can and cannot agree to do, what their agreement can and can't be. If I want to go in and work for less than the minimum wage, you're telling me that I can't. Why are you trying to get involved in my business? And Rocky, if you want to answer that, I'd love to have you hang on through the news. 800-259-9231. Because this is such an important issue. That it's one that nobody really gets. 800-259-9231. Why there shouldn't be any federal minimum wage.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you run...